It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning. 99.7 DJX. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hello.
So the other day we were talking about re-gifting and getting busted, caught re-gifting, and you had admitted that you had been hanging on to a Triceratoco taco holder in your pantry for a couple years, a gift that you had been given when you moved into your neighborhood. And admittedly, you were probably not going to use this. So you're like, you know what? This is going to go to some nice other maybe white elephant gift or something like that.
Perfect for that, yes.
Yeah, for sure. We got several comments after that from like Carol, who said, I once grabbed a bottle of wine to take to a friend's house for dinner. The look on her face when she read the label suddenly reminded me that she had given me that bottle for Christmas.
No. Oh, no, no,
I literally re-gifted to the gift giver.
Oh, no, 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 no. And that is when you say, you know what? That's I brought that one because I know you gave it to me. I figured you liked it and we could share it. That's how you cover that.
This is the same bottle of wine. Wait, hang on a second. That's so cringe. And then we got another one. Allison said, my husband and I were gifted a nice set of knives for our wedding. And when we opened them, all the knives were engraved with said re-gifters' names and wedding date from the previous year.
Oh, no.
So obviously, they hadn't even opened them up.
No, nope, they had no idea. Because if they would have known, they would
they would
have
kept
done
them.
That.
Yeah, you got to think they would have kept them.
Yes.
I wouldn't even
donate them to Goodwill if I knew they had my name and wedding date on them.
I will say, though, at Goodwill, you can find some brilliantly engraved things.
Oh, I bet.
And even some of those, like if you go to Louisville Stoneware, especially this time of year, you can look at some of the mess-ups that they have that they've already, created, fired, and kilned, but they've painted, like, names on them or stuff like that that people have either returned or whatever, very personalized items. So
just were like, you know what? I'm going to cancel my order.
Right. Looking there. I haven't been this year yet, but last year I remember I was looking and I was like, man, if I had someone that I knew with this name, they could use. I'm like, maybe this would be a great plate if I knew someone who was having a baby with the name of Jenna or something.
Yeah, because then it looks like you actually had that created for them. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. But you went through the extra work. Yeah.
But to those who don't necessarily care and just want some nice Louisville Stoneware, and this, trust me, isn't an ad for Louisville Stoneware, but it's just one of those things where if you don't care, you could go there and you could furnish an entire set of mismatched kitchen plates and things that have different
names.
That have different names, different designs on them. It would be
awesome.
It would be great. So, anyways, there's just a couple funny comments there from the re-gifting and getting busted on the whole re-gifting thing. But you have since, unless you've changed your mind overnight, decided to keep the Triceratoco?
I might even buy the set. Because the problem is, right now, it's a single, and it does hold two tacos, but it's a single Triceratoco. So really, we'd have to fight amongst us family members who is special enough to get the Triceratoco that night. So either I go and invest in the entire family of Triceratacos, then, so we might do that.
Until you do that, you could just use it as an incentive.
Oh.
It's like whoever does this can get to use the Triceratoco tonight.
I just don't know if that's going to be the motivator I want it to be. I need to convince the rest of the family it's as special as I think it is.
That's what you need to do. That is your next thing. But I got to hand it to these guys for keeping the crime going for as long as they did. It's 99.7 DJX's Setting the Bar story. Kelly, these are
always examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
So, three guys in Oklahoma arrested for stealing Dr. Pepper. Not a $5 crime, right? So if you manage to make it through the day without stealing said Dr. Pepper, you're doing okay. They would steal pallets of Dr. Pepper syrup from a warehouse.
Oh.
So this is the syrup that comes in like the 5-gallon bags within boxes that gets hooked to those like sort of fountain drink that you'd see at either gas stations or restaurants or things like that, right?
Why are they picking that? Are they trying to make their own bootleg Dr. Pepper?
They're not making bootleg Dr. Pepper. They're stealing the pallets of syrup, and then they're selling them to the gas stations at a cheaper price.
Oh.
And then just keep the money. Pure profit.
I gotcha.
They
yes,
figured it
pure
out.
Pure profit, because they didn't, you know, actually spend money on it.
Listen, okay. Two of the guys actually worked at Dr. Pepper. One of them was doing it while he had a job there.
Well, it's easier. You know, just get knocked out while you're reporting to work.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars. Stolen. And they did it for, I want to say, I think I saw it was like a couple years they had this.
Wow.
They stole about 10 pallets worth, about 40 grand. And the third culprit was a guy at a gas station. So he apparently knew he was getting stolen syrup, and that's why it was so cheap. And
bootleg syrup.
I know.
That's so crazy.
I mean, you know, we've heard of moonshine, and there's moonshiners and all that stuff and all this. But yeah, bootleg
like,
Dr. Pepper.
This stuff is real popular. I'm going to make sure that I get you the best syrup.
Hey, so I know
pay
that
a premium.
I trust me, this is real. This is the real stuff.
But we're in the field.
Here, I tell you what, dip your pinky in and take a tip on your tongue there. You'll be able to.
That is premium quality.
That is premium Dr. Pepper right there.
Straight from the factory.
Yeah. I feel like there is a lot of work that goes into that sort of scheme.
It's one of those, I think, where they feel like if they just do a little bit at a time, no one will notice.
Yeah, it's kind of like
just take it a little bit at a time.
I don't know if you've ever seen the classic movie Office Space. But
yeah.
Office Space, that was, and sorry, the movie's 30 years old, so I'm not going to give any spoilers away.
Spoiler alert, yeah.
But Jennifer Aniston's in it. But anyways, they take like a fraction of a cent, and they round that fraction of a cent off of like bills that come in and put it into their own account, and it equates to like hundreds of thousands of dollars within a couple days. So,
yep.
Yeah, exactly. So maybe these guys were thinking, yeah, you know, skim a little off the top, maybe get a little of this. But anyways, it
won't even show up on the books.
Until it did. So there you go.
Oh, dang.
Yep, that's your Set of the Bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without stealing delicious Dr. Pepper, you're doing okay. At least
Dr. Pepper syrup. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, at least it's not Mr. Pibb.
Right.
Because then I'd be like, what are you doing?
That's a lesser quality.
What are you doing?
That's not the real
All
deal.
All right, there you go. That is your Side of the Bar story.
The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show is on 99.7 DJX.
He's kind of been having a hard time connecting on the phone with Damon Wayans Jr. Can you hear us?
I can hear you, yeah.
It's funny, the year is 2023, yet we are still doing the same things that we've
struggling with technology.
Absolutely. You guys want me to call you from a payphone?
Yeah. That'd be good. Can you do that?
We'll page you, and then you can call us back.
And then you can send us your jokes via fax, and this will be great. Well, Damon Wayans Jr. on the phone with us right now here on 99.7 DJX at the Louisville Comedy Club this weekend. Welcome back to Louisville.
Thank you. I feel like, when was I there? I was there maybe like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Maybe? Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember my nipples being cold. I remember it being cold.
Will you do us a favor?
My nips were hard.
And feel them right now and give us a nipple report now.
The left one's chilling, and the right, right one, just because I'm talking about it, just because it knew it was going to get touched next, it got hard.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay.
That is so interesting. It's a different experience on each side.
All right. Wow. Me next. Me next. My right is flaccid, and my left is in my left is a bit standing at attention.
I am not.
All right, Kelly, you're next.
Conversation.
Listen,
I'm not doing it.
You're up, Kelly.
You can't make me do it.
Keep me out of it.
Damon and I both agreed to do this. We both did nipple check. Why you gotta be like that? Oh, shoot.
Oh, you didn't know that when you called us, we were going to be talking about nipples so early in the morning, did you?
I didn't, but I appreciate it. This is good. This is great.
I mean, to be fair,
to start my day.
Yeah, Damon Wayans Jr. He started it all with the whole nipple check. So you know, I will tip my hat to you, sir.
Oh, that's great. Where do you go from there?
Well, lots happened since you've been here last. I mean, you got a new show, Raid the Cage.
Yeah, we got Raid the Cage. I'm actually producing that show. It's a game show for people who don't know what the heck it is.
Yeah.
And it's basically combining two things that I love most, which is game shows and looting. So it was
like
right up my alley.
Game shows and looting.
That's exactly what I was thinking of. Like when I was watching clips of that show, I'm like, what is happening here? And that's a perfect way to describe it.
Yes. Sanctioned looting. It's like televised. And I love
these
it.
Are all the things
I
you can loot.
It. It was really cool.
Oh, yeah, that is
and,
great.
You know, I have a business company with CBS, so we're producing that show. I'm also doing a show with my dad. We were supposed to be shooting it this year, but because of the strike, we have to wait until next July to shoot it together. So it's going to be a father-son show.
Yeah.
It's going to be really cool. It's going to be fun.
Nice. You
know? Oh, I love it.
I'm glad this freaking strike is over, man. I was about to have to start an OnlyFans. It was crazy.
You know what? Nipple content. People would pay for that, Damon Wayans Jr.
Like you're ripe for that. You're ripe for that. That's great. Well, you know what? We figured like since you're in like a game show kind of a lane right now in your life that we kind of have we do games on this show too. And we thought maybe you could play one of our games. Right.
Yeah, we have a game called Little Kid or Drunk Adult, and a lot of times things happen in your life and you can kind of look back on them and go, was I drunk or was I just a little kid?
Right.
And
they have similar behaviors.
Right. Yeah, there are similar behaviors between the two. So, Damon, so hang out just a quick sec. We're going to come back. We're going to play Little Kid, Drunk Adult with Damon Wayans Jr. Okay, and we're back with Damon Wayans Jr. here on 99.7 DJX. Damon Wayans Jr.'s got a new show, Raid the Cage, which is sanctioned looting, we've already talked about, which I love.
Lots of fun on CBS.
Nipple check really quick. Damon, you're doing good?
Stop touching your chest.
They're both soft now.
That's great. I feel like that means you're comfortable.
They're used to us, guys.
Right.
They're used to us.
Right.
I feel like that's a level of comfort with us, right? Yeah.
They're relaxed. They're not tense.
Yeah.
Like, all right.
When we first started conversing with Damon Wayans Jr., he was tense. It was undoubtedly a little bit.
It could have been chilly. We're not sure.
Yeah, it could have been both. And now that we're both relaxed, mine too, Damon, both as I'm feeling, they're both at ease, if you will.
Yeah.
Kelly?
Stand down, friend.
Kelly,
I'm
what about you?
I'm not participating in that part of the conversation.
Come on, Kelly.
Not doing it.
All right. Let's play a fun little game. We've stalled long enough. It's called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. Kelly, explain to Damon Wayans Jr. how it all works.
Okay, so you're going to hear three magical stories. You have to figure out, did this story occur in the person's life when they were a little kid or were they a drunk adult?
Wow.
Ready?
Okay.
All right.
Listen, this could be your next game show on TV.
Yeah, it could be. All right, here we go. Here's the first one. You're going to hear the setup, and then we are going to need to hear your answer.
Stripped down to my underwear and went outside and rolled in the mud.
All right.
Stripped down to the underwear, rolled in the mud.
I'm going to say little kid.
Little kid.
Little kid. Okay.
Kelly, you agree?
I mean, gosh, it really could go either way, but I'll stick with you on that, little
All
kid.
Right. Both of you say little kid.
I was a little kid.
Yeah, there
yes!
it is. Yes.
Yes.
Little
Fun
kid.
Times. Now we get to hear the rest of the story.
Mother came out and said, "What in the world are you doing?" And I said, "Hey, I put on old underwear."
<All right.
laughs> Hey, I put on old underwear.
That's right.
That's great.
All right, you're one for one. You're not bad, Damon. All right, here we go. Next one, little kid, drunk adult.
I was at a friend's birthday party, and I peed my pants in front of everybody.
Oh, no. Oh,
but,
no.
But honestly,
pee the pants at a friend's birthday party. Okay.
I'm going to say drunk.
Drunk.
Yes.
It might be little kid, though.
I know.
It could very well be little kid, just, you know, yeah. Didn't want to leave the fun.
I get it.
Couldn't hold it, but
I'm going to stick with drunk.
Okay.
Yeah.
Drunk adult. All right.
Drunk adult.
And it?
I was a drunk adult.
There it is.
Which makes it worse.
Yes.
Had a little bit too much, and I knew I had to pee, but my body just wouldn't get up. And I peed. That's it.
Oh, my body just wouldn't get up, even though I had to pee. Oopsies.
We've all been there, right?
No, we haven't, actually.
Literally have not.
No, yeah. I listen to my body. I get up and I go pee.
So I'm the only one with my hand up. Okay, yes, I see how it is. I see how it is. Leaving me out here. All right, last one. Little kid, drunk adult. You're very good. Damon, so far you are...
Flawless.
Flawless at this, yep.
I ate 30 Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
30 Reese's peanut butter cups.
That sounds
that is
that. You need to be dewormed after that.
Yeah, for sure. Yes. Yes.
I'm going to say I'm going to say baby or whatever.
Little kid. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Damon Wayans Jr. says little kid. Kelly?
Like maybe, yes. I'm thinking overindulging after trick-or-treating or something.
Okay.
Yeah, little kid.
Okay. Both of you say little kid.
Yeah.
I was a little kid who took a dare at a slumber party.
There it is.
Yeah,
yep,
dare
kid.
At a slumber party. Yeah.
Dare at a slumber party. Get you every time.
I ate them all, but I felt terrible. And in the middle of the night, I had a massive well of nausea hit me. So I ran to the bathroom and projectile vomited.
Oh, that is worse.
Oh, that is fun. All right.
That'll clear you out.
Yep.
Yeah.
Damon Wayans Jr., thank you 100%. You did great.
Yes.
Louisville Comedy Club all this weekend. Go see him. Go check him out. Sir, I appreciate you being on our show. Thank you so much.
I appreciate you guys. You guys really put a smile on my face today. Thank you.
Oh,
well,
I appreciate
it. That's fantastic. And you know what? We're just happy that you and your nipples were able to make an appearance on the show.
Kelly, quick, real quick, before we say goodbye to Damon Wayans Jr. Dang it.
I'm good, thanks. I'm good.
We'll get her one of these days, Damon Wayans. We'll get her one of these days.
Oh.
All right, sir, take it easy, man. Thank you.
Great. See you later, guys.
All right,
take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. He was fun.
Ben and Kelly, good morning. 99.7 DJX. You know, this is a month where you are having to really rack your brain, especially if you wait until this month to really start thinking about what you want to get people for the holidays, because you got a lot of things to buy for. You got maybe coworkers or a gift exchange with friends. You've got your family. You've got parents. You've got all that stuff.
A lot of different people on your list. Yeah.
Yeah. And that can hurt your brain. And especially if you wait until the last minute, you're like, oh man, this would be good, but it's not going to get here in time.
Especially if you order things. You got to make sure you got enough shipping time.
Yeah, so I used to take a lot of pride in my ability to pick out gifts.
Now, do you acknowledge that I don't have the time and or the effort or desire?
I acknowledge that I am not as good as I once was.
Okay.
And
so you don't
dedicate
maybe the time that you used to?
But even still, I do dedicate some time. I do think about it, but I'm like, nothing.
You don't stress as
nothing,
much about it.
But I'm like, nothing comes to mind. And so I would rather give, like if, say, my daughters want money towards, you know, going on a trip or something, I'd rather give them money, you know, than
try to figure
out how to... Or, you know, something that they would like or whatever like that.
Yeah, find them something you can actually wrap up.
Yeah. So I think Bethany is wanting a little feedback about whether she is being a Grinch or if she should appreciate the way that things are now.
She is one of those where she loves the hunt for the perfect present.
And she probably starts that hunt in like April.
Probably.
And she's like, oh my gosh, look at this. This would be great for a Christmas.
Immediately after Christmas, she hits those after Christmas sales. Like, I'm going to save this for next year. This is going to be amazing.
Yeah. And who has the discipline to do that?
Right. Or remembers where they
stash it. I know. But then it's like a year old and you're like, okay, well, that's no longer in style. No longer fits them. No longer is appropriate.
That was cool last year.
Right.
Now
exactly.
It's not.
I don't know. Anyways, group therapy coming up here next on 99.7 DJX.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Bethany says, hey guys, wanted your and the Peanut Gallery's opinions.
Okay.
On something that's been really irking me the last few years around the holidays. So, you know, as kids, we always write our Christmas wish lists and mail them to the North Pole. I do that with my kids.
Mm.
But now everybody in the family has lists, and they feel more like demands. So it's kind of been sucking the fun out of it for me, because I always loved the idea of shopping for each person in the family and trying to find that unique gift I know they're going to love but wouldn't necessarily buy for themselves. But now practically everyone has an Amazon wish list or sends the website link with sizes and specifics. It makes me kind of feel like they're going to be super disappointed if I don't abide by it and get what they asked for. Am I alone in thinking that this isn't what gift giving is supposed to be like? Or am I just being a little grinchy and should appreciate how easy it is? I do get that argument. Thanks, guys. What do you think?
Appreciate how easy it is.
Yeah.
I don't know. I get that there are going to be some people who are like, you know what? I love really finding something that's not on their list because it shows them that I really know them.
Right. And I really went above and beyond.
But you got it in the wrong size and I never wear this. So.
Right. Well, that's why they invented gift receipts. Like, no, I get what she means, because she wants to surprise them with something that it looked like she spent time searching for and picked out specifically for them.
Mm-hmm.
And I get that. But mm-hmm. I also understand it is so much easier for, I mean, most of us are super busy and we don't have the time to physically go around to beautiful gift shops to try to find the perfect gift for everybody. I love to do that when I have the time, but most of us, it's really helpful to know what people want.
I will say,
deliver,
that I am not a great person to ask for this, because my wife is very good about the acquisition of gifts for people.
So, and she does all the shopping for you? Is that what you're saying?
Well, why do you say it like that?
She does the heavy lifting in this department.
She does. Well, she does the heavy lifting in a lot of things. I mean,
right,
for the household. But like, this specific is an area where we will discuss things, but then
you default to her judgment.
But then all of a sudden they just arrive and
right,
she's the decision maker and all that. And I'm like, okay, all right.
Don't you worry your little head about it. I got it.
And so, yeah, to me, hey, you know what? This is great. Let's let's have lists, sizes. I'll say that my daughter is like, hey, here's a link. There's a sale going on.
Yes. Oh, yeah. When you find a sale and there, you get to save them some money, too. That's even better.
I'm like, oh, great. The $300 pair of tennis shoes that you want are now on sale for $200. That's great.
I'm saving you $100,
yes,
Dad.
Yes, I know. I'm like,
you're welcome.
What are we doing here? What are we doing? What do I look like? Am I made of money?
Yeah. No, I get her sentiment, but I also, you want ultimately the person to like what you get.
Sure.
And it's guaranteed they're going to like what you get them if it's from their list.
Yeah, yeah. And look, technology is evolving. And sure, you can still write the letters and things like that. But having them on a PDF to email to the North Pole, that's not a bad way to look at things either.
Oh, yes. Both kids have Google Slide presentations. It's kind of nice.
Yes.
I got pictures. I got links.
Right. Right.
It really makes it helpful for Santa.
They're like, look, this pops with my eye color. You can see it. I've virtually tried this outfit on. You can see it right there.
They put the effort in, and I appreciate that.
I don't know if you want to give Bethany what you do, but I think she's just asking, is she being grinchy or should she just appreciate it? And so I think she should just appreciate it.
Yeah, Kathleen, though, is chiming in. She gets it. She goes, it's just too commercialized now. That's all anyone thinks about is what they're getting for Christmas. What happened to spending time with your family, seeing relatives that you might not see but once in a while?
We just did a Thanksgiving.
If it wasn't,
come to me with a different argument.
For having a young child, I probably wouldn't even celebrate. When everybody in the family is sending you the lists, they're celebrating the presents.
502-795-1997. If you want to chime in, group therapy. Bethany, is she being grinchy for being like, you know what, lists now way too impersonal and doesn't like the Amazon wish list, doesn't like the Christmas list with the links, doesn't like the spreadsheets, doesn't like the presentations, thinks it's ruining the whole process of the gift-giving spirit. Is she right? Is she being grinchy?
A lot of people are agreeing with her. Connie's got a really great idea. I think the whole gift-giving thing has gotten way out of hand. The retailers have really worked hard to turn it into nothing more than money in their pockets. Mm-hmm. If you don't want to feed it, don't. That's okay. Most adults would rather have your quality time. Most of today's kids have enough. Consider seeing it, seeing if your family would do an exchange, like one gift per person, to get back to the purpose of enjoying each other's company during the holidays.
Well, retailers don't want that.
No, they don't. They're like, shut your pie hole, Connie.
Yeah, Connie. What are you doing? Quit it.
But that's honestly a really good idea. Like we did with one part of our family, we would do like a white elephant gift exchange. And it was always a lot of fun because there were some really crazy gifts in there. Some were good, some were wild. And it was always a lot of fun to see who was going to end up with what.
So,
and then there was stealing involved. And it was always a lot of fun.
So the wild thing with the wild difference, I should say, between the way my wife grew up and the way I grew up is the first Christmas that she experienced at my my mom's house was like Christmas threw up underneath the tree. There were so many presents. And like the way she grew up, it was usually just like one gift. And, and like you got this, you got this. It was very modest and whatever. Everything was under the tree. And it was like, wow, what is this? And it looked like a scene out of Elf. Alva said, I would rather get my friends something they actually want, especially more hard the more hard to buy for ones. So I love the Amazon wish lists. So
okay, that's good for people that you know that you do need to get a gift for. I think they can be helpful, but I do love the idea. Like if she's really feeling overwhelmed by it, do the gift exchange.
There you go. All right, well, hey, whatever it is, I'm sure they'll love whatever you get them. So congrats. I think there's a lot of good suggestions here on the Facebook thread if you ever want to catch up and reread some of them. At Ben and Kelly Show right there on Facebook. All right, playing a fun little game called Minute to Win It. On the 12 days of giveaways, let's introduce you to Amberly calling us from St. Matthews. Hi, Amberly.
Hi.
Hey. She sounds a little trepidatious, like, do I want to sign up for this?
Well, here's the thing.
No, I do.
Okay, good, good, good.
Amberly is very pregnant.
Oh, like any moment now pregnant?
Well,
no, like six months pregnant.
Okay.
Okay, well, that's,
but you're just feeling, you're feeling very pregnant.
No, I've been there.
I'm feeling very pregnant, yeah.
Okay, okay. Yeah. So yeah, I mean, we're not trying to help you.
We're not trying to stress you out.
Well, no. I'm saying we're not trying to help you like deliver at this point. You're not trying.
No.
You're not like overdue.
Not yet.
You're not overripe.
No, God no.
You're
no.
still you're still
we
cooking.
Got time.
You're still cooking her. All right.
Yeah.
And so Amberly, she's got black hair, drives a Toyota Yaris, works at Cameron Middle School, and as we already said, very pregnant.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Do we know what we're having? Are you
a girl?
A little girl. Do we have
it's
a name?
A little girl.
You don't have to put it out there.
It's Luna.
Oh.
I love it. I love it.
I like that.
So this
That's
is really
very
a
pretty.
Group effort today.
Yeah.
I'm sure she's going to be sending you the answers from the womb. Yes.
Oh, you mean the answers are going to be coming from Luna.
Right.
Oh,
yes, exactly. Okay. Yeah, she's going to be learning lots of stuff through Mama today.
Does Luna have any other siblings?
Actually, yes. I have a daughter who's 16, and then I also have a daughter who's 19.
Oh, built-in babysitters!
Love that!
That's a great plan.
That is fantastic. All right, well, enjoy this journey, Amberly. You're about to go on one here right now as we are playing Minute to Win It, where we're going to toss 10 pop culture questions your way. All you have to do is answer as many of them as you can. If you don't know an answer, just say pass, and we'll come back to it if we have time, okay?
Okay, all right. Sounds good.
All right, rub your belly for good luck.
All right. I did it.
All right, good. All right, here we go. First question, Amberly. What Louisville rapper is, quote, Vanilla Baby?
Jack Harlow.
Oh, Jack Harlow is, sorry, I didn't start the time.
I was going to say, you hit the wrong button.
Yeah, I know, okay. I hit the wrong button. All right, yes, Jack Harlow, yes. Time Magazine's Person of the Year was just awarded to whom?
Taylor Swift.
Luke Combs remade what 1988 Tracy Chapman hit?
Oh, Fast Car.
Coca-Cola is a brand of what?
Soda.
Sure. Who is Jennifer Lopez married to?
Ben Affleck.
Serena Williams was a legend in which sport?
Tennis.
What does PIN stand for?
PIN?
Yeah, PIN.
Oh, pass.
What is Will Ferrell's character's name in Elf?
Oh, Buddy.
Fill in the title. Willy Wonka and the Blank Factory.
Chocolate Factory.
Before He Cheats was an iconic song by which former idol?
Wait, what was it? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Before He Cheats.
Oh, Before He Cheats. Oh, I passed.
What does PIN stand for?
Personal Identification Number.
Before He Cheats! Oh, time's up. You did well.
You're not.
We didn't send you into labor, did we?
No, not at all.
Okay. Good.
Why is it that the first thing that popped into my head when you said Willy Wonka and the Blank Factory, I thought of poop? Why does that? Like, I knew the answer.
Willy Wonka and the Poop Factory.
Why did that get substituted in my brain, though? I'm glad I wasn't playing.
Before He Cheats, Carrie Underwood. That was
God, and I
Carrie
knew
Underwood's
that one.
Song.
Yeah, I know. You knew it. You know what? Prego brain is real.
But you know what? Luna did well for you this entire game. So
she was channeling some good answers.
Well, hey, congratulations! You're a winner.
Yay, thank you.
You are so welcome. $100 to spend at Bonefish Grill, and we're also going to hook you up with 4 tickets to the Harlem Globetrotters coming. So enjoy that, okay?
Awesome. Yes, I will. I just dropped my daughter off at school, and she's so unimpressed right now. She's a junior, and she was like, yeah. She was like, I don't even like seafood. And I was like,
I don't even like seafood. You know what?
I have more than that there.
You're not invited anyway.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Now you have to go.
That's funny.
Rolling your eyes like, Mom, you're playing a radio contest. I can't. I'm out of the car.
Yeah, but you got
free
stuff.
Exactly what she did.
Oh, that's all good. It's all good. Tell her we love her anyways.
Yeah.
All right. Amberly, we're going to put you on hold a quick sec. Thank you so much for being a part of the show this morning.
Yeah, of course.
All right. Hang on a quick sec. Hang on.
Oh, teenagers, they're fun, right?
They are fun. I want to hear more about her journey.
Yes. Because 16 and 19-year-olds and now starting over again.
Oh.
With the baby.
That's
listen,
fun.
She's going to have built-in helpers, and I love that.
Yeah, that is good. So, all right, let's get to a feel-good. Now, Kelly, you said it starts as kind of not really a feel-good, but then kind of turns into one, right?
Well, finding cancer is not ever a good thing, right?
No.
For 27-year-old Sally, she was a med student, and she was in class learning how to use an ultrasound machine. So they were kind of looking at their own thyroids.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when she found something that looked a little off. Her teacher encouraged her to take a picture of it and follow up with her primary care provider, found out she found her own cancer, stage 1 papillary thyroid cancer.
We were looking at mine versus what we had seen in the videos that we watched before class. And I remember looking at it and saying, wait, there's something wrong with mine. Mine looks bumpy. I've learned how much of a full-time job it is to be a patient. That is a huge thing that I've learned, how disruptive it can be to your life, even to just be on the phone that much, or to have to deal with getting pre-authorizations for insurance. And I'm going to be able to use that all to become a better doctor.
Wow.
Yeah, she's going to know what it's like to be on the other side of it, so that's going to help her be a more compassionate healthcare provider when she becomes a doctor. She's going to know what they're going through. It's just a fantastic perspective to have. And she caught it early, so she's going through treatment, which is a great thing as well. You can see her story at WDJX.com.
Your requests make up the playlist, so let's throw it back on 99.7 DJX.
All right, so we'll check in with Jessica, who says, I maintain talk dirty. It's cold this morning. Let's get the blood pumping. All right.
Oh, I like it. Sassy place to start.
There you go. Throwback Thursday is on DJX. It's Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Brooke rolls in and says, good morning to the best radio host in the world. Appreciate that. Brooke from Bardstown. Wants to hear Mariah Carey, but not the Mariah you may be thinking.
Oh, okay.
Little fantasy.
I like that.
All right. Thank you, Brooke. It's Throwback Thursday. If you want to hear something, make sure you let us know. All right. 502-795-1997. It's yours. It's Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. We don't play the entire song. We don't have time for that.
Nope, gotta hit it and quit it. Princess Ashley says, it's too cold. I need Burning Up by Jonas Brothers. And if Princess Ashley needs it, we must deliver.
Oh, wow. Okay. Jonas Brothers, Throwback Thursday. Are we going to get to the red dress part?
Maybe.
Red dress! Red dress! There it is. All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7, DJX, Favorite Brad, Wake Me Up, Avicii. Again, these are songs you haven't heard in a while. We just throw them on the air. Willy nilly.
You're driving the bus.
Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Just a musical journey through time. 6 years minimum. All right? Stuff you haven't heard on the radio. Jason checks in, says, hey, gonna need some Akon. Just saw him in Minneapolis. It was epic.
Oh, I bet. Oh, what a great show. Oh, he had some straight bangers, didn't he?
I mean, Akon legit lit it on fire. Throwback Thursday. When I see you, so damn beautiful. Said you're so beautiful. So damn beautiful. It's Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Check in with the doctor. Not Dre. Dr. Aaron. I feel like I'm falling right into her trap.
Well, of course.
She says I'm not wearing a thong this morning.
Oh, my God.
Because it's way too cold. But Cisco, looking for those ladies.
Yeah, no, it's a full coverage kind of day. It's a full coverage kind of day. Yes, it is. 1,000%. You
know. I fell into her trap. All right. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Ooh, that dress so scandalous. I mean, Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX.
It slaps. Dr. Aaron got us here. And Susie is keeping it going with Christina Aguilera, Dirty. Sassy ladies.
I like it.
Sassy.
I like the vibes that are happening here on Throwback Thursday.
It is a vibe.
On 99.7 DJX.
You ain't dirty. You ain't here to party.
It's Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Yes, before she was a judge on The Voice, she threw some pop bangers our way. It is Throwback Thursday, and it is a train wreck. And it wouldn't be quite a train wreck if I didn't do something like this. Michelle's suggestion for Hey There, Delilah.
What is happening right now?
Listen, if you want to talk straight bangers, this is a straight banger!
Sharp lifter.
Throwback Thursday.
Hey there, Delilah. What's it like in New York City? I'm 1,000 missing. Close your eyes. Listen to my voice.
I mean, who is not in their feels right now?
I'm by your side. Oh, it's what you do to me. Oh, it's what you do to me.
Okay.
Am I playing too much of it?
Are we done?
Are we done?
You're lingering a little bit.
I got my feels, yeah. I told you.
Brittany's getting us back on the train with Honey. Woo! Sassy train. Hashtag sassy train.
All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Not many radio stations or even an algorithm will send you from plain white tees, Hey There Delilah, to Genuine Pony.
No, it's too violent. It's too violent.
But here we are, friends. 99.7 DJX. Ah, you're horny. There you are.
Stop!
Pull some lyrics there. 99.7 DJX.
Nicole's already having to explain to her two boys what a thong is. Listen, Nicole, tell them their shoes. Just...
Oh, no. Well, I'm sure it's also underwear, you know, with a little thing that goes right up the crack.
Oh my God.
All right, Justin, Enrique, Throwback Thursday. The vibes you got going this morning are good. All right, Throwback Thursday here, 99.7 EJX. Jennifer rolls in, sends Ashanti. And a baby, maybe a little Ashanti. How about Fat Joe and Ashanti?
Oh, I like that.
Oh!
Oh, Ashanti and Nelly gonna have a baby.
How fun is that?
It's so fun!
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX. Straight bangers. Bangers only. Throwback Thursday. Betty JX Tish rolls in too close for the spicy.
Oh yeah.
I don't see how is this
spicy vibe. No, this is the one.
Is this the one she wants?
No, it's not. No, she wants next. Too close.
Oh well, too late. Sorry.
Okay.
You know I'm not one.
Well, let it get in.
Fail.
Let it get into the thing.
This is not the vibe.
No. When you hear the beat drop, you'll understand.
All
right, Kelly, I'm turning your mic off. You can listen for a minute.
How about now? Are we done?
Are we good?
Are we done?
Come on now!
Are we done?
This is good?
That was the wrong song.
Ah, who cares? Nicole rolls in Rude by Magic. Ah, how about I just do Da Rude? Since we're doing everything wrong. Let's do Haboobs on the 99.7 DJX. AKA Sandstorms. Hashtag knowledge.
Oh, send us a request. We probably won't play it.
We'll just do something close to it.
But we'll give you a shout out.
We'll do whatever's close to it. We'll do adjacent requests. All right?
Sure.
I'm done doing your requests. I'll do your adjacent requests. So you better think hard about it. Text from a listener. TBT, best time of the week. Makes me want to shake that by Eminem. How about Rump Shaker? How about we just do that instead? All right? Yeah. I like
really
this game.
Committing to the whole not playing their song thing.
It's the adjacent request.
Adjacent request.
We're playing adjacent request. Oh. All right, Throwback Thursday. 99.7 EJX.
Oh, I got a text message. It's all caps. Creed! Creed! Creed!
Nah, we're doing adjacent requests. Sorry. We're not going to do your Creed. But we will do Nickelback! Throwback Thursday on 99.7 EJX. We play your requests, but not today. We're playing adjacent requests.
And you just kind of like, this just happened kind of midway. We were starting off kind of sassy and spicy, and then you just were like, I'm just going to go off the beaten path
a
little bit.
I got my feelings hurt because I played a request.
No, it was the wrong request, though. It was the wrong request.
No.
You're mad at me then because I pointed it out.
No, we don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
All was said was the title of the song, and help me if there are more than one artist that sings the same title.
Okay, so listen, Kyle's rolling in with wanting to hear Boom Boom Boom.
Okay,
so
how about Black Eyed Peas, Boom Boom Pow? Again, I'm not going to play your request. I'll play your adjacent request, okay?
Something kind of similar, but not at all.
It'll be close. It'll be close, trust us.
It'll be close, but way off.
All right, throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX.
You got Megan yelling at the radio. She said, I just said Benjamin to my radio, LOL.
Jessica rolls in. She's trying to figure out this whole adjacent request thing. She says, so if I request Back That Thing Up, will I get Baby Got Back? That's adjacent, right? No, I just saw Baby. You're going to get Baby. That's what you're going to get. What I got out of all that was Baby.
So, not anywhere near it.
No.
It's not anywhere near it.
Baby's
not at all.
In the title. You're welcome. Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX.
Kyle is screaming at the radio. Travis says, wait though, adjacent requests could totally be a new segment you do on the regular.
Oh.
I mean, that could actually be.
Yeah, and maybe.
Bethany's like, Ben's playing the Timu versions of our requests. It's kind of what you wanted, but not really.
All right. Michael rolling in. I need Shake It Like a Salt Shaker. So congrats, you're getting Shake It Metro Station. Let's go.
Nothing like that.
No, it is.
No,
it is. It's the adjacent request.
It's not adjacent.
It's adjacent. All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Listen, we don't even know what we're doing. We don't even know what the rules of our bit are.
Well, you're just making it up. You're just, people are tossing stuff out, and then it's going to be like playing a slot machine. Like, something's going to come out of your radio box. We're not quite sure what it is.
Brad rolls in and says, I'm sitting in the parking lot, already late for work, just to listen to TBT. Please play my request, Peaches and Cream. Sorry, Brad, you don't make the rules. So you're getting screamed by Usher.
That's not at all what he wants. Not at all.
It kind of is. No. Again, it's adjacent.
It's not adjacent. At all.
Throwback Thursday. Yeah, see? Scream. Peaches and Cream.
I'm not mad at this one.
It's adjacent.
Everybody's on board with Timu Throwback Thursday.
Timu Throwback Thursday. Again, we started off on the rails.
We did, and then we got off the rails.
Because my feelings got hurt.
Ben's feelings got hurt. Now he's retaliating.
I'm playing adjacent requests.
By not playing the song you want to hear.
Renee says, since we're doing adjacent requests, Bella said, I wonder what he would play for Eye of the Tiger. Well, obviously, She-Wolf.
That is very adjacent.
I mean,
that is in the animal kingdom.
It's in the animal kingdom. I don't know. Again, we don't even know the rules to this.
Was this even a hit?
Throwback Thursday. Maybe not.
Oh. Are we veering off the only bangers rule?
Stop it! Shakira's a time-honored tradition.
She's great. I love her.
Throwback Thursday. It's Brad not. Said, joke's on you, that's what I wanted anyways. Oh, now you and me, Brad. You and me.
Oh, dang it.
You and me, Brad.
I mean, by the way, people are loving this. We don't know what we're getting. It's even more unpredictable than normal, which it's typically unpredictable, but it's even more unpredictable than normal. With your adjacent request.
Adjacent requests. All right, so Lacey rolls in. Can't wait to see what you pick or don't pick for Oops, I Did It Again. Oh, well.
Oh! Okay.
Oops, I Did It Again. Adjacent request. Hit 'em up style. Oops. All right, Throwback Thursday. 99.7 EJX. This is where you just throw us requests. We'll play them.
Well,
except,
not really.
Except today.
Yeah, not today, though. Today, we're just like, we're going to toss something else out. It's going to be an adjacent request. If Anthony wants Backstreet Boys, what's he going to get?
Well, what's the one?
Larger Than Life.
Oh, well, then he gets all the small things. Again, it's an adjacent request.
It's totally opposite. It's the total opposite.
It's Throwback Thursday. Ah, wasn't that fun?
Oh, that was
Throwback
fun.
Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX.
It wasn't anything you wanted, but it was fun. Well, the first couple lucky people got what they wanted, but then it's nope. Nope, we're shutting that down.
Listen.
Completely.
I'd sometimes have to let you know who actually holds the controls over here.
Oh, okay, so listen.
Just because
Ben's fragile little ego
That's
sometimes
right.
gets bruised, and then he retaliates
but I,
with what he throws at you.
But I did I not play the song that was requested? It was just
no.
by the wrong artist.
No, the one time you did. And then it went sideways. Brian says, I feel like a passenger on a train that's been hijacked. So much anxiety. I know, right? It's all the, you just don't know what you're going to get. Shayna says, coworkers and I are 1/8 in the take a look inside Ben's warped mind game. See? It's like a layer.
It is.
Peel you a little bit at a time.
Like an onion.
Yeah.
All right. All right, Throwback Thursday. Every Thursday from about 8:30 to about 9, we throw it back with songs you haven't heard in a while, played back-to-back-to-back-to-back. Who knows? Who knows what you're going to get?
Listen, Jessica's on board. You're the goats today. All right, then.
All right,
Ben's
we'll
fragile little ego for the win.
My fragile. I'll accept it on 99.7 EJX. A lot of people still wanting to win free stuff with the 12 days of giveaways. We did it last hour, but know that we're going to have stuff all next week, too. That's a little bit different than what we're giving away this week as well. Harlem Globetrotters tickets, the Bonefish Grill. We're going to switch it up a little bit and give away some more stuff next week, leading all next week here on DJX. Plus, Pete Davidson just announced that he's coming to the Palace, and we've got those tickets to win on the website at WDJX.com, or we'll have them for you. What day is today? Thursday? We'll have them tomorrow for you as well. So a lot of different things for you still to look forward to this week on the old program on 99.7 DJX.
And unlike what just happened on Throwback Thursday, we're going to give you that actual prize. We're not going to just flip it and give you a completely different prize that you were going
to
win.
What would the adjacent prize to Pete Davidson be?
prize to Pete Davidson. Ariana Grande tickets.
No, see, that's still a really good prize.
But do you see the dig there? Ouchie.
Oh.
That was savage, right? They were engaged.
Well, okay. Yeah. I see where you went.
Do you see what I went? I went dark with that one.
You did. I wasn't expecting that.
I went to a dark place.
I was thinking that like the adjacent to Pete Davidson would be like Carrot Top or something, but
oh.
But you went.
No, I went to a dark place.
Yeah. Okay. I like that.
Thank you.
I like seeing the darker side of Kelly every now and then.
We can joke about it now because he's in a better place.
Right.
He's in a better place.
Taylor Swift, 99.7 DJX, the year of Taylor, certainly. Both People and Time Magazine's Person of the Year there, details and what she had to say about the whole Travis Kelce thing. In what we saw from the public, was not what was happening behind the scenes.
No, she cleared up the timeline a little bit and really went into depth about their relationship.
Yeah, which is kind of rare.
She really ever does.
Yeah. And like, she was kind of candid and like, do you think we would just hard start a relationship at the, you know, Chiefs game?
Yeah, she said we wouldn't be psychotic enough to hard launch a first date like that.
Right.
So they had been a couple already by the time that she showed up to the first game. They had several months to hang out and really get to know each other before anybody knew they were hanging out. And for that, she said she was really thankful that they had that time just to get to know each other. So yeah, they were a bona fide a couple by the time she showed up to the first game. She's going to keep doing that. She said, we're going to keep showing up for each other and supporting each other, doing what we love, because that's what we do. And if other people are there, then so be it. We don't care. We're going to be there for each other.
That's good. Yeah. And I like, you got to think, people that are that in the public eye, I love that they were able to kind of, you know, steal behind some curtains and just kind of discover if it's even going to work between them before they went out in public for the first time.
Well, yeah. And I mean, and he's been open with the fact that he's never dated anybody
on that level of fame.
That's a different component. And I know in the past, she has tried to go the complete opposite, like try to be so under the radar, never talking about anybody, trying not to be seen with anybody.
Right.
And that doesn't necessarily work either. And I think now maybe she's just realizing she's I got to live my life.
Yep,
and whether there's cameras on me or not, I just got to keep doing what I'm doing. And if I have a person I love, I'm going to love them no matter what.
Yeah. And I like her quote about football. She was like, wow, I never knew like this was
a
thing.
She's like, football's awesome. I've been missing out my whole life.
I've been missing out this entire time. So
she's
very candid.
She's a legit football fan.
Yep. There you go. WDJX.com. All right, let's get to this feel good.
Okay. So this is great. L lives in Stockton, California, grew up having a super close relationship with her grandma. And that relationship really taught her the value of spending time with elders and sparked an idea in the seventh grade to start a little project she calls Socks for Seniors. She colors silly socks and sends them to nursing and care homes to brighten the residents' day.
I know they have like toys for tots or things for kids, you know, and we always seem to forget about seniors. Maybe they don't have family or maybe they live super far away and they're only getting like a postcard. So it's always funny to just see their reaction because some people in the facilities, they are kind of like, do you have any black ones or do you have any plain ones? And then we're like, oh, we are the exact opposite of black or gray or plain.
Mm. Yeah, we're bringing the wacky.
Yeah,
and she said she's not only kept it up all these years because she's now a junior in high school. She's amped it up for the holidays. So far, she's sent fun socks to 92 care homes in 48 states. She's made some pen pals along the way. And now she wants to send boxes of silly socks to seniors in all 50 states. So she set up a GoFundMe. She's looking to raise $10,000 for the big sock drive. So far, she's got 95% of her goal in donations.
Nice.
And 19 days to go.
Nice.
So you can find the story and help out if you want. Send her some donations and help her send some silly socks at WDJX.com.
Setting the bar time, Kelly.
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, we all understand wanting to earn a little extra money, especially around the holidays, right?
Sure.
But if you can manage to make it through the day without selling parking spots that you don't actually own, then you're doing okay.
That's not a viable side hustle. Sorry.
Yeah.
You have the right to sell those.
We've kind of seen this before, and I've always suspected it, where especially if you're going to like a big sporting event or a concert and you drive by and, you know, people sell parking spots in their driveway, in their own
yards.
I mean,
yes.
But that
derby.
I was going to say that, you know what you're getting into, right?
But
if it's maybe it's a big parking lot and people are just there at the front taking money and going in. They don't actually own that. That was the case.
Make sure you're the person that runs that parking lot.
Yeah, that was the case Sunday before the Steelers and Arizona Cardinals football game. Here are some people actually in the neighborhood talking about it.
Parking is always an issue here, but yeah, I mean, that's not great.
It's a sign of the times. I'm going to say that. Somebody will be here taking cars, parking them, taking the money for the parking space.
I mean, they're taking the cars too?
OMG.
Here, we'll park this.
Oh, all right. No, wow. I'm not letting anybody park my car for me.
Yeah,
no.
So again, we understand trying to earn a little extra money. This ain't the way to go about it, all right?
No.
There you go. That's your Setting the Bar story on 99.7 DJX. It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning, 99.7 DJX. I saw this where now people are just giving up because we had our group therapy this morning. Bethany was all like, I hate lists. I think it ruins the idea and the act of gift giving, right?
And a lot of people agreed with her, you know, just like, yeah, it does feel impersonal. It seems like there's too much focus nowadays around the holidays on the gift giving.
Right, right. But then I saw this thing where like almost half of people just want money. They're like,
wow,
you know what, just give me money, I'll figure out what I want.
Well, you know what, because most people are just like, I just need it for the grocery store.
I just
need it to fill up my car.
I'll just get some money
now.
I'll just get some money.
Yeah, just give me some money so I can.
So if that's all
food.
It takes, then all right, then all you right. know, money it is. That'll be easy.
So you know what my parents do, because they always kind of, as the kids have gotten older and they've kind of gotten out of the phase where they want toys and stuff,
right,
they will take you know, their amount of money and break it up into smaller bills and and wrap it in different small little boxes, and then we put them around the house and do a little scavenger hunt.
Oh, that's inventive.
They like that.
Sure.
Yeah. So that's a fun way to have fun with it. If you are just going to give money, you can do things that are fun with it.
Yeah, instead of just like write a check or
exactly.
You know, put a, you know, a bill in an envelope or whatever. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, that's inventive for sure. If you missed anything from the show, you can catch up on the podcast, WDJX.com. Everything from Damon Wayans to Jaren Jr. to the group therapy to, I mean, Amberly. I mean, she was pregnant and she was ready to play with Minute to Win It.
That was awesome. The Temu Throwback Thursday.
Which I had to look up even what Temu was.
You don't know what Temu is?
No.
Where have you been, sir?
Well, obviously it is not the A1 of the, what is it, a delivery thing?
I'm surprised that your daughters haven't asked you to download the app so they can get their free things.
Oh, see, I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't
that's
know what
how,
that,
listen, that's, my son was all about it. He was sending the link to everybody. Hey, download the app. And then if you get enough people to do it, then you can pick out all this free stuff. And he legit got it. Like, he got all this free stuff.
So when people were calling the Throwback Thursday the Temu, that insult went right over my head.
Well, now you know. Look it up. It's like really cheap stuff.
All right.
It's a very popular shopping site now.
Okay.
Might also be stealing your stuff because it's from China. So
okay.
Beware. But
all
okay.
right. All right. It's fast fashion. It's that,
it's,
right?
Yes. It's yeah, kind of right. sketch.
Yeah.
But everybody's on board with it right now.
Okay. All right. Sounds legit.
Right.
All right. Have a good one. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Okay. Bye.